This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Peltev. The U.S. Electoral College cast votes on Monday, formally handing the 2020 presidential election to former Vice President Joe Biden. As expected, President-elect Biden obtained 306 electoral votes when 270 were needed to win the presidency. The Electoral College vote is normally a routine formality on the U.S. presidential election calendar, happening every 4 years. But since the November 3rd national vote, President Trump has repeatedly claimed without credible evidence that the vote in key battleground states was fraudulent, costing him the election. The president and his allies have lost more than 50 lawsuits in battleground states contesting the vote. President-elect Biden spoke in a televised primetime address Monday evening after the Electoral College results were finalized. He brought up the threats of violence local election officials and workers endured while ensuring democracy prevailed during the election and the recounts. The president-elect called the threats unconscionable and said the workers showed courage and commitment. It's an optimistic day as the first people receive the coronavirus vaccine in the U.S. But it's also a day the country saw yet another devastating milestone become a reality during the pandemic. 300,000 dead in the United States. Data updated by Johns Hopkins University showed the U.S. surpassed that grim 300,000 mark. While it took 4 months for the first 100,000 Americans to succumb to the virus, some public health experts forecast another 100,000 deaths before the end of January. Similar surges are being recorded around the world. This is